Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12485, Sun Home Services Incorporated seeks variances from the separation distance requirement for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115.25 and 115.172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Centre Avenue within the Seabreeze Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19899 Centre Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 7-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance between Lot 49, which is a dwelling, and a shed on Lot 51. The applicant is also requesting a 4.4-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance between a proposed dwelling on Lot 49 and an existing deck on the adjoining Lot 51. Staff would note that we have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 7 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Haley Bush, 19986 Golden Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi. Before we begin, I am requesting 6 variances, but I did notice in the back lot, it says 17.9 from the storage unit back there. I just want to make sure that I don't need a variance for that because my surveyors did not put it on the survey.
Well, then we don't know where it is.
It does appear to be the survey that I have dated July 23rd, 2020.
Lot 48, there appears to be a storage building there. So the proposed dwelling would be 17.9 feet. Is that the one you're referencing, Ms. Bush? So it would appear that that would need a 2.1-foot variance as well.
For separation.
For separation distance. And Mr. Whitehouse, can you repeat the ones that you saw there? Because I'm showing, I just want to make sure that we have it correct.
I'd seen two.
Kind of going around it.
Yep. So that one you just introduced, Mr. Sharp, is the 2.1-foot variance from the proposed dwelling on Lot 49 to the existing storage building on Lot 48. So as you're going around it at the 12 o'clock position, that's number one. Moving around to the 1 o'clock position, there's a variance needed because the proposed dwelling only achieves 13 feet with the movable shed on Lot 51. So a 7.0-foot variance from the 13.0-foot separation requirement, from the 20-foot separation requirement. And then moving around to the 3 o'clock position, there was a variance needed there because the proposed dwelling on Lot 49 is 15.6 feet from the deck to Lot number 51. So we'd included that as a 4.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement. They're the three that I saw. And the dwelling is achieving the required setback in the front. And it achieves, at the 9 o'clock position, it achieves the required 20-foot separation. So there's three that I see.
Well, it would appear that on the north side of the house, the stairs would need a variance of a foot from the lot 47.
Correct.
For the dwelling there. And then the stairs, as you go up a little further, would appear to need a 3.8-foot variance from the landing on the neighboring dwelling. And that one would also likely need, it's difficult to tell, but it also may need one from the dwelling. I can't quite tell the edge of those stairs projects close enough or not. And then that the shed would also appear to have one from the neighboring outdoor shower.
Correct. The one from the landing to the proposed dwelling is 20.2, so that would be within.
Okay, but the stairs, that second set of stairs on
correct,
the
I did include that.
Okay. All right.
As well as the other set of stairs and the shed.
Mr. Whitehouse, are we good?
No, I agree. So I see Ms. Bush's email that came in afterwards, actually responding to these points. So, yes, so you've already responded. Okay, thank you.
I was not aware that the AC and stairs were included, but now I know.
So we would need, just so I understand, going up the left side of the house, you need a 1-foot variance from the stairs on the bottom. We need a 3.8-foot variance from the next set of stairs to the landing on the neighboring property on lot 47. An 8.8-foot variance for the shed to the shower on the neighboring parcel of 47. Does that sound right, Mr. Whitehouse?
Correct, yes.
So I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 variances. I'm sorry, 6. Sorry, it'd be 6.
The 7th one would be the back storage to the proposed dwelling.
I think we have that one. Do we not, Mr. Whitehouse?
It's included in the 6.
We can continue looking at that while Ms. Bush continues with her presentation.
Would you like me to give this to you? I have 6 stated here, and the 7th one did not include the back storage. It's very small.
Oh, we do have that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Okay.
Actually,
could you proceed with your request for the variances, please?
Absolutely. For the uniqueness of property, the property is unique as it is narrow and shaped at an angle. The lot was laid out with others in the community in the 1930s and 1940s. The lots are small in comparison with the size of the modern-sized manufactured homes. I have located the nearest available home on the market, but I'm still unable to place on the lot with the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot makes it difficult to place a new manufactured home and shed on the property, consistent with others in the neighborhood, while being in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Cannot otherwise be developed. Due to the uniqueness of the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code. I propose to place the minimal width sized home that is consistent with other homes in the community, but unable to do so without violating the separation distance. The shed is unable to be placed elsewhere on this property. This, along with many other sheds in Sierra, will be proposed placed on the left side of the property, what we consider to be their side of the property. It cannot be otherwise developed due to the limited width of the property. Not created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof. It appears impossible for a home or shed to be placed on the property without violating the separation distance requirements. The exceptional practical difficulty was created by the unique conditions of the property and the development of adjacent lots. The shed is being created by the applicant as it is necessary for our residents to have sheds on the site. This creates an organized home site. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. I am seeking this variance so that this new home and shed will add value and improve the characteristics of the community. Sorry, public speaking. Minimum variance. The variances sought are the minimum variances necessary to afford relief, and the variances requested represent the least modifications possible of the regulations at issue. The home is the narrowest model available and minimizes the need for a variance on the property. The shed is not of a minimum variance. If I purchase this minimum width shed, it will not be able to serve its necessary purpose. I'm asking to proceed with the next size up from the minimum.
You did a very good job.
Thank you.
I think you ought to be an attorney.
No, I'm good.
Are there any other questions or comments from the members of the board? Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything?
My apologies. I just remedied my confusion. The electronic packet to which the board is looking at, and Mr. Sharp is looking at, with the annotations stated on it, that's how we got to the 6 variances, is in the electronic packet, but is not on the paper packet. So I've remedied my own confusion.
Okay. So, Mr. Phillips, do you have anything?
No.
Mr. Sharp?
Was there a house on this lot previously?
That's correct.
Where was it located?
I do not know that, honestly.
You know, if there's any, you don't know if it was closer to any of these structures than what the proposed one is?
No, I don't. But I do know that it was a 12 by 60, because at that time, they were not making 14 or 16, but single wides.
I would imagine, though, that if it was a 12 by 60, it probably still would have been within 20 feet of structures on these neighboring properties?
That's correct. The home on the right is new as well. So I'm sure that the sheds were not there either.
And do you know if there are any complaints about the prior house?
No.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
It does.
Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there's anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there's anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to the application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. Mr. Shar?
Ms. Bush, you had shown me something that had your variance is listed, but I thought I had it, and I actually do not. Can I see that?
Yeah,
absolutely. I'll make sure that's in our record, just so that we have the numbers right. Thank you. Okay, I think the additional one that I was looking for was the HVAC, that one that was needed. I don't know, Mr. Whitehouse, have you seen this? It's got the listed variances on there. Make sure those jive with your figures.
So this is a revision to the application form that was originally received on August 7th. But we can we keep this for the file?
Absolutely.
So we can scan this and make sure that's included. Thank you. And then your email is of September 22nd, which also talks about the HVAC, is part of the file and has been received. So. If we can take this, thank you.
Okay. I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12485 for Sun Home Services for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. I believe the property does have unique physical conditions and uniqueness. It's a smaller lot. I believe the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I also believe it represents the minimum variance to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I too for the reason. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.